Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Angie Schrader from the Washington Middle School about a fundraiser being held this weekend. A special event is going to be happening in Washington this weekend, and it benefits the middle school. Can you share what's happening?
We are having a trivia night out at Lebowski's Rock and Bowl. It is a 10-round trivia with 10 questions each round, multiple different categories of anything from current to way back when of history and those kind of things. So just a fun competitive evening, just get out and do something a little bit different than your normal fundraiser of you have to buy something or you had to donate money, and this way you get to go have a little bit of fun and still also support the middle school.
And how will the funds that are raised then be used?
We're going to use them for some different classroom needs, building needs, and athletic needs. We have some classrooms that need new desks. We need some new supplies. We have a music department that needs some new instruments. We have basic classroom needs of just some certain items. We need new microscopes, new atlases, things like that that we just don't have enough funds for right now to get everything that we currently think we need to make the best education possible for our kids. So those will go to some of those things. We have some athletic needs of just getting some new uniforms that fit, making sure we have enough for how many kids we have out. We've increased some of our numbers, so we don't necessarily in the past have had the correct number of uniforms, correct sizes. We need, you know, new equipment for those things too. So it's kind of benefiting the whole middle school as a whole of where it's going.
So it's going to touch essentially every middle school student in some capacity.
In some capacity, yes, it'll touch every middle school student, which is our goal is with all of our fundraisers is to benefit all the students that we have as opposed to just certain sections. So our middle school fundraisers that we are hosting this year are the full building needs as opposed to just one classroom.
And talking about the trivia night this weekend, did you have staff come up with the questions?
Actually, this time we did not. We are actually hosting a trivia night sometime this spring, probably around March, and we're going to deem it Are You Smarter Than a Middle Schooler because it will be our school's 100th year anniversary in 2018. And so those questions will come actually from the middle school teachers and what they teach during their curriculum, whether it's off of a worksheet or off of a test. So our spring trivia will be all middle school things that are happening in our middle school to see if anyone's smarter than a middle schooler, if they could pass all those questions that are asked during middle school at some point between 6th through 8th grade.
I bet that's tougher than people think.
I bet it's going to be tougher than people think, and I'm sure that there's some of us own teachers that probably couldn't answer all the questions from the other classrooms that are here. So it'll just be something fun, and we're just trying to get some things that are a little bit different than your normal cookie dough fundraiser or scratch card fundraiser. Just trying to do something that's a little bit more fun, a little bit different, and trying to see what we can do that way to raise some funds for our school.
And if people want to take part in the trivia and see if they can win the contest this weekend, how do they sign their team up?
There's multiple different ways. There are registration forms at Lebowski's and also at the middle school. They could also go to the Washington Middle School Parents and Education Facebook page to get registration forms. Or they can just simply contact the school and they would either get them information from myself or get me to contact them to get them the information. So there's plenty of different ways to still get a team going and get join in the fun. And realistically, we were limited to 2014s, but they have taken out some lanes at the bowling alley, so we do not have a limit on our team. So we could literally have a team walk in Saturday at the bowling alley and we would get them in and we'll make it work. So
great. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything that you'd like to say to the community before the event?
Just come on out and join the fun. It's going to be a great evening. It's all ages, so it could be children through adults. You can intermix your team however you want. We are taking up to 8 players on a team, and it can be as small as 2 players on a team if you think you have the knowledge it takes. We are doing an auction of the team, so you can win your money back for your entry fee, so you can still walk away with even more money than what you paid to join the event, so that's a possibility as well. So come join the fun on Saturday at 7 at Lebowski's.
That's been today's Washington Page with Angie Schrader from the Washington Middle School. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.